This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Since January 1, I have been the Lord has been giving me messages around the theme of the year. And we're almost 2 months into the year. It's hard to believe we're almost 2 months already gone. Isn't it gone fast, these 2 months? I mean, we're just celebrating New Year's, and already 2 months are gone. It's just incredible how time keeps going, okay? The clock keeps ticking. It doesn't wait for anybody. I've been saying that to you, and it really doesn't. Time just keeps going. But I've been talking a lot to you about part of the theme, which is, as you trust and fear the Lord, blessing and increase will be yours this year. I've been talking about trusting God. I've been talking about fearing God. Today I want to go on a different part of that theme and talk a little bit about blessing, okay? Blessing. How many like blessings today? Anybody does not like blessing? Can I see your hand? Okay, because if you didn't, I was going to ask that I could take your blessing today, all right? Nobody did, so I guess I got to keep my own, and that's it. Amen. My message is entitled today, The Blessing. Okay? The Blessing. There's some scriptures that talk about the blessing, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. The blessing, or I could rephrase that and just say God's blessing, but the scripture talk about the blessing, which we know comes from God. Okay, and I think you'll be blessed today as we study a little bit about this. God's blessing on you is really important today. Amen. You know, I just celebrated another birthday, and as I was thinking about things, and Lord gave me this message a couple weeks ago. I've just been waiting for the goal sign to give it. But as I kind of prepared this message and got things ready to bring to you today, I thought about my life and the blessing of God on my life, that it's so neat. Amen? You know, I don't know what I would do without God today. And I look back in the years I've been serving God, and what would I do without God's blessing on my life? I don't know today. And I don't know if you do either. Amen? It's so important to know God today, especially in the times we're living in. People need God today. Anybody with me? We really do, more than ever, okay? And as time goes on, you know, I think things are going to get harder before they get better. And that's just the way it is, okay? But if God's blessing is on your life, you're going to be okay. I can tell you that today. You're going to be all right. God will take care of you, and God's hand will make sure that you are all right, even though times may get even harder than what we're experiencing today. So God's blessing on you, what is it today? What is the blessing? What does it entail today, the blessing? Okay. What do I have to do to receive it? Those are some of the things we're going to share as we read the scriptures. So what is it today? What does it entail? And what do I have to do? Or what is my part in making sure that I receive the blessing on my life? That's what we want to share with you today. Turn with me to Psalms 133. I have two portions of scripture I'm going to go into. They're not long, but they're very brief, but to the point. And I'm going to refer to a couple different scriptures, but these will be the main two scriptures or portions of scripture we're going to look at today. Psalm 133. Verses 1 to 3, you should know these verses. In my Bible, under this chapter, it has a heading, and I'll just read you what the heading says. The benefit of the communion of the saints. Okay? What we're going to read today is about the benefit that we receive as the saints of God, any saints in the house today. Any ain'ts? Okay, no givers on that. Good, you're listening. Amen. Saints, if you're an ain't, you need to become a saint. okay? But the communion of the saints, there's a benefit to that today, all right? We're going to see that as we read these scriptures. So Psalm 133, here we go. We're going to read verses 1 to 3 and comment a little bit about this and then go to another section and talk about the blessing today. So I hope your heart is open and your ears are open to listen to what the Word of God says. It says in verse 1, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Hallelujah. "It is like," I'm going to read the whole thing and then we'll come back. "It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon," verse 3, "and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing," there it is, "even life forevermore." Short little psalm, but powerful, okay? The blessing, we read it in verse 3. But before we get to the blessing, let's see how we get to the blessing here, all right? In verse 1, it talks to us today about how good and how pleasant or how beneficial it is for the brethren to dwell together, how? In unity. Can I get an amen from somebody? You were too quiet for me there. That was a good opportunity to say, amen, Pastor Rich, right? It's good today, praise God. It's important today. It's beneficial. It's a blessing today. It's pleasant when the body of Christ dwells together in unity. Okay? Unity. It's very important today that we as Oriel Christian Assembly, we as the body of Christ, we walk in what? Unity. Hallelujah. Together in unity. We're a body here. We may be a small body at this point, but we're believing God to grow our body. Okay? And it's important for us to grow our body that we are strong in unity now. Any amens? We need to be unified, okay? We need to be together. We need to back each other up. We need to support one another, okay? It's a good thing, the Bible says. It's a pleasant thing, all right? When we flow together, it's beneficial to you and your brother and sister when you walk agreed with the family of God, all right? It's really a prerequisite from God that we are agreed as a body here, okay? Very important. I can't say enough about this today, that God, He exhorts us, okay? Did you notice the first word in that chapter? He says, "Behold!" He's trying to get your attention. Listen! Do you know this? Amen. Are you aware of this? Behold! Okay? God's trying to get our attention. If I had a horn right now, I would blow it to make you understand the importance of what God is saying to us here as the church, that you must understand this. There's a benefit for us to walk agreed, okay? And if we don't, the work of God will be hindered today. Progress will stop if we don't walk agreed, all right? Very important throughout the whole scripture that we read about, okay? Now, on the other end of this, I'm going to give you some scriptures to look at real quick with me that you understand that God loves unity today. Amen? And on the opposite side, God hates division. Thank you. I got one amen on that one. I'll run with that. God hates division. Okay? Now, I'll give you a couple scriptures so you see this real quick. I'm not going to stay on here long because this is the opposite of unity, division. Okay? First verse we want to look at is 1 Corinthians 1:10. And I know our brother's going to show it up there. 1 Corinthians 1:10, look at what it says. It says, I beseech you, brethren. First we heard, that we need to hearken. Now he beseeches the brethren here. He says, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at what it says, that ye all speak the same thing. That's unity. You see it, church. We all speak the same thing, and that there be what? No divisions among you, hallelujah, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Wow. What a powerful verse. Okay? God loves unity. God hates division. Okay? What is unity? Unity is speaking the same thing. We're speaking Jesus. We're speaking God's word. You know, we're speaking what God speaks. There's no divisions among us. We don't have any cliques here. Amen? We don't have any cliques, meaning we don't have no little groups within our group here. Everybody's a part of the group. Can I get a witness here? Amen? You know what? If there is any, they need to be broken up. I don't know of any, so that's why I'm speaking what I'm saying. But God says we need to think the same way. We need to speak the same way. Okay? Very important. We need to be what? Perfectly joined together in the same mind. Did you see that? Perfectly joined together. It doesn't mean that you're perfect today. Sorry to give you that news. I'm not either. Amen? But perfectly means, you know what? That you are in the right place in this. Okay? It doesn't mean perfect the way we think of it. All right? But in the right place that God has you in the body here. Okay? With the same kind of mentality, the same kind of mind. Okay? We should think alike. We should operate alike. I know we're different people. I know we have different thoughts. There's nothing wrong with that. But on the major things, we should be together. We need to be together. All right? You saw it there. He says, there should be what? No divisions among you. None. Somebody say none. And if there is, we need to fix it. Not run away. Amen? You know, a few years ago when I came here, everything seemed to be fine for a while, and then after a certain amount of time, some people didn't like some things, and it caused some problems, all right? Caused some divisions, because some people thought that they should be the pastor instead of me. I'm going to be real honest, okay? And that caused some problems, okay? And you know what? Unfortunately, those people left, not because I told them to leave. Amen? Anybody listening? When we have problems, we should talk about it and fix it. Not be babies and run away. All right? It's time for people to grow up. Amen? Now, I didn't mention any names, so don't get offended at me today. I'm not saying this to anybody in particular. I'm talking to all of us, right? That we need to be mature and we need to work together. All right? If something happens that you got bothered with, talk to somebody. If somebody offended you, which you shouldn't get offended to begin with, that's the scripture. I know I'm hitting some toes here. It's so quiet in here. I just started. You still love me today? Amen. If somebody offends you, you should go tell that person, I need to talk to you. All right? Don't stay away. Don't get mad. That's what the devil wants you to do. Do you realize that today? That's what Christians do sometimes. They stay away then. They don't come back to church. And you know what? The devil laughs at us. Because that's what he wants to do. Amen? God wants to bring unity because that's how we'll be successful. But the devil tries to break the unity. Amen? And sometimes our mouths, they get us in big trouble. Okay? And sometimes the things we do gets us in big trouble. But that's not God's will today. All right? That's the first verse. Another verse. I got two more real quick to share with you. 2 Corinthians 13:11. God hates division. Okay? We should hate it too. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:11. What does it say? Finally, brethren, farewell. Now listen to what it says. Be perfect. Oh, there it is again. Be mature is what it means, okay? Be of good comfort, amen. Be of one mind. Live in peace, hallelujah. Pace, we always say that here. That's the Italian word for peace, those who aren't Italian. Pace, okay? Live in peace. Amen. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. You see, if you're not walking in unity today, if you're not living in the peace of God, or if you're not living in the one mind of God that we should all have, you know what? God, the God of love and peace, won't be with you. So if you're not walking in unity with the flock, you know, God has a problem with you today. Anybody here? Not me so much. God does. Now you really need to listen, okay? So God wants to bless us. God wants us to flow together, because when we do that, God is right in the middle of it, and He blesses us. Amen. He's going to bless you with peace. How many want to live in peace? It's so important today. Peace in your home. Peace in your family. Some of you are looking for that. Don't give up. Trust God. It'll come. Don't walk by what you see today. You might not have it, but believe for God to bring it. All right? You have to make that effort. You're the Christian today. Maybe your family, your loved ones are not. You've got to be the example. Amen? You try to bring peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. That's a beautiful verse. Okay? Be perfect. Doesn't mean perfect, perfect. It means be mature today. Let me break it down some more. Grow up. Did you get that? Let's grow up. Amen. You can't stay a baby Christian all the time. You got to get off the milk and get ready for some steak. Anybody like steak here? T-bone steak, prime rib, amen. Chew the meat. Ooh, I got some amens from, I heard that, boy. You woke up right there. Okay? That means you're growing in God. You know, you don't want just the basics anymore of Christianity. The basics are important, but you want to grow. You want to mature in the Lord. All right? You're not making the same mistakes you made years ago, because you're not a baby in Christ anymore. You've been saved so many years. Right? Wow. All right. Got one more verse on this note, and then we're going to shift gears. 1 Corinthians 12:25. 1 Corinthians 12:25. The blessing. How is it going to come? I'm giving you some input here, okay? Verse 25 says, from 1 Corinthians 12 says, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Woo! There it is again. God says there should be no schism. Schism, an explanation or a definition of schism is division. Okay? There should be what? No, none division in the church. In the church of Jesus Christ. God wants us to what? Have the same kind of care one for another. Right? Meaning, you love everybody the same. I understand you might have some people are more friends than others. That's normal. But you love everybody. Okay? Doesn't matter what nationality you are here. Doesn't matter that we have a lot of Italians here. It's not about that today. You know, we have Hispanic. We have different nationalities. Okay? So it's that we have the same care or same love one for another. God hates division. We should hate it today too. And we need to be careful we don't let it happen. Because as we're going to start growing, as new people are coming, the devil's going to try to make it happen so that he can break up our unity. And when we see it, we got to say, nope, nip it in the bud. Nope, it ain't going to happen here. Okay? You got to catch yourself sometimes. Sometimes you might say something that could start up a war. You don't even realize it. You say something, you didn't mean maybe to say something to do that, but our words are powerful today. Anybody here? Words are powerful. Not only actions, but words are too. Okay? So we have to be mature. Let's be mature as we go from one point to another. All right? Let's go back to Psalms 133. I said enough about this point, but it's important because we want God's blessing. Well, this is how part of that blessing comes when we walk in unity. Okay? If we don't have this, there ain't going to be no blessing today in the church or even in your life for that matter. Praise God. All right. So look at verse 2 of 133, Psalm 133. So God dwells in unity today. Amen. Verse 2 and verse part of 3. Let's read it again. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Let me stop there. My next point is the precious anointing, the anointing oil that was on Aaron here. They give an example here that the spirit of unity is like this anointing, okay, that was on Aaron. It was from the top of his head, went down all the way to his feet, okay? The anointing oil, or the dew that it was upon the mountains, that went down the mountains, okay? It covers everything, okay? The anointing oil that was on Aaron covered all of them. You know what? The spirit of unity should cover all of us today. The same way, it should go from one person to another. The anointing. Unity is the anointing today, okay? We need the anointing of God, and the anointing of God is in the spirit of unity today. When we are agreed, when we walk together agreed, when we let this anointing that was on Aaron be on us, unity will flow, okay? It'll be great, praise God. It's a blessing to come to church, amen? You can't wait to get to church. Because we're together, amen? Because we want to see God move, amen? You want to see your brother blessed and your sister blessed, amen? You want to see them healed, amen? You want to hear the testimony of what God is doing, amen? That anointing that was on Aaron, it's like that spirit of unity. It's supposed to go everywhere. It's supposed to flow off of you, okay? It's a beautiful thing today. We need that anointing. This anointing, this spirit of unity, it brings peace and love. It brings peace and love. Amen. And we all need that. Okay? When you come to church, you should feel peace. Anybody with me? You should feel the love of God. Amen. You should feel the love of God. Amen. You should feel the care of God or the compassion of God in the midst from your brothers and sisters. It's the anointing of God. It's like the anointing, and he puts it here. He says unity is like the anointing, because they go hand in hand. You know, you can't have the anointing of God without having unity, because they're all together. Amen. We need that spirit of unity. We need that anointing oil to flow from us and even flow to others, because it brings blessing, all right? It brings blessing. Starts from the top. It needs to start from our head. You notice that he got anointed on the head. Sometimes our heads got to get fixed. God was saying earlier that he was renewing our minds. How many remember that? God was renewing our minds. We need our minds renewed sometimes so we can flow in unity, because sometimes our thinking is not good. Anybody here today? Sometimes we have stinking thinking. Stinking thinking. So we have stinking results. Right? We need to get off of that stinking thinking. All right? What does God think? What does God say? You know, I want to have the mind of Christ. I want to think like Jesus thinks. I want to act like Jesus acts. Amen? You know what I'm talking about. This is nothing new to you today. Amen. Now look at verse 3. After he gives the example here about the precious ointment and the dew, after that, he says in the last part of 3, he says, for there, somebody say there. There, okay? When we do all of this, there, then, when this is accomplished, he says, there the Lord commanded the blessing. When we can do this, when we can walk in unity, amen, we can allow the anointing of God to flow on us and through us to everybody. We walk agreed. He says, God says there, the Lord will command the blessing. It's not a maybe. He commands the blessing. How many want God to command the blessing on you today? Amen. All right, so if you walk in unity today, the blessing is there for you. No question about it. Hallelujah. He says there, At this point, God commands the blessing. And the blessing is life, even life forevermore. God wants you to be alive today. Amen. God wants you to be happy today. When I was thinking about my own life, having a birthday and all that, I said, you know what? I'm happy in the Lord. You know what? Money can't buy that today. How many know that? I'm satisfied. I've had a good life because of God. Amen. The blessing has been on me. Not that I'm special than anybody else here, but I recognize God's blessing on me. Amen. And it's awesome. All right? He says, the blessing will be commanded. It'll be life, not only life for now. God wants you to live good now, but also life evermore. Eternal life. That's part of the blessing. Amen. You know, our society, our world tends to only think about right now. How many know what I'm talking about? Our world is, you know, what can I get today? You know, what's in it for me today? You know, what am I going to get out of this today? We have to be careful as the church. We don't let that mindset come upon us, because the world is good for that. Makes you really be walking in a spirit of lust. You know, the body wants a lot of things. How many know what I'm talking about? You know, we went out to dinner with some friends yesterday, and one of the ladies was saying, you know what, when I go shopping, she says, I try not to go shopping, because if I go shopping, I'm going to end up buying something and I don't even need it. Ladies, can you understand what I shared with you? I don't know if the men are like that. I'm not. But probably some men are like that too. You know, you buy stuff you don't need. I don't even go shopping. I'll just tell you about myself. If I don't need something, I don't go shopping. I think some men are like that. At least I think they are. That's how I am. All right. But some of you ladies, you could live in the stores. All right? That's how different you are than some men. And I'm not, you know, I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying we're different. How many know what I'm saying? We're different. You know, I tell this to my wife and I joke with her all the time. She'll call me and she'll say, you know, I'm at Kohl's, honey. That's one of her favorite stores, amen. I'll be home in a little bit. So you know what I'll tell her? I'll say, okay, I'll see you in about 2 or 3 hours. Because I know she's going to spend time. I just know. It's not nothing wrong with it, but I'm not counting on her to be home in a little bit. Okay? How about it, Philip? Amen? That's just the way it is. Okay? But we got to think not only of today. This scripture says the blessing, life for now, but eternal life too. What you do today counts for eternity. What you do today will have an impact on what happens tomorrow in your life. All right? Don't just think about, oh, what do I need now, and don't think about the future. God says, I'm going to command the blessing of life for what you need now, me in your life, okay? But also, I got the future taken care of. Amen. Eternal life is with me, all right? Not with the federal government. They'll let you down. Amen. We know that, all right? You don't, there's no one else you can look to but Jesus today that you can have guaranteed eternal life. If you walk with God, that's the blessing when you think about it. Life only comes from Jesus today. You know, you want to be happy, you got to walk with Jesus. Amen. You got to be in unity with Jesus first. Then you're in unity with one another. But it starts with Him today. Okay? We were having our membership class. We were talking about some of these things downstairs. You know, you got to first be a member of the kingdom before you can even think about being a member of Oriole. Amen. Meaning you got to be saved first. You got to be born again. You got to have accepted Jesus in your heart and are following Jesus now before you can say, I want to be a member here at Oriole. It don't make sense otherwise. How many know what I'm talking about? So first, let's realize and recognize the blessing. God's blessing comes from Him. Okay? It's an awesome thing. I thank God for the life He's given me now. Amen. I enjoy life now. How about you? You should enjoy your life today. Don't just think about even the future, but God wants you to be happy today. Okay? Let me clarify that a little more. God wants you to be fulfilled today. Amen? You don't have to do the things the world teaches you to do to be fulfilled, because they're not fulfilled either. They know it. They just won't tell you that. Okay? Going to the bar on the weekends will not fulfill your need for God today. Okay? You can drink till you're drunk, and you still will be empty. All right? You can get high on drugs, and you know what? The next day you'll be worse than the day before, because you won't be fulfilled. You can make all the money in the world. Oh, somebody should be getting excited here, because I'm hitting home, and you still won't be fulfilled. Okay? Money can't buy what we're talking about today. All right? Money's good. We need money. We need money to survive and live. But it doesn't take the place of God in your life. Never will, never can. Okay? The blessing, it comes from God. Amen. So, where there's unity, God says, I command the blessing. If there's division, you can forget about the blessing. Okay? There will be no life, meaning if there's division in the camp, you know what? It's a matter of time before the camp will break up, because God won't live there. God doesn't live in division. God doesn't live in confusion. Anybody hearing me today? Amen? God lives in the unity. Praise God. God lives in the agreement, you know, in the one mind and one heart and one soul, on and on and on. He won't stay where there's no unity. He won't be there. The devil will be there, though. He'll reign there, because that's what he tries to do. How many know that the devil is he's the father of lies? He's the author of what? Confusion. The author of it. Did you get that? He's real smart, okay? But we can be smarter than him, because we know God. All right? Don't let him dupe you today. Don't let him fool you today. Let me read you another scripture, and then we're going to jump to another set of scriptures real quick. Proverbs 10:22. You don't have to turn there. Just let me read it to you. Write it down. Proverbs 10:22 says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." Let me read that again. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh you rich. It makes you rich when you have the blessing of the Lord. It's not talking about money here. It's talking spiritually here. When you have the blessing of the Lord, you will be rich in the Lord. I'm rich in the Lord in a couple ways, because my name is rich too. I'm rich in the Lord. My name is rich, but I'm just rich also in God. You know what I'm talking about. Okay? So, and with the richness of God that he brings to you, there's no sorrow that comes with it. You know, when God blesses you, you're not going to have sorrow with it too. God only is a good God. Amen? God is only a blessing God. God will give you what you need. Okay? And you won't be depressed about it later. Sometimes the things we get in the world, we get it, and it's something good for now, but then later it becomes a curse. How many know what I'm talking about? But not with God. God says, the blessing of the Lord, it will make you rich, and he adds no sorrow with that blessing. Man, what can we complain about today? With God, we have it all. Amen? Turn with me to Psalm 24. Here's where we're going to wrap up. How many are receiving something so far today? Amen? The blessing. It's good. God's blessing. As we trust him, the theme, and fear him, blessing will come this year. In many ways, this is just one part of how blessing is. We'll go into it more as the weeks go on. But in Psalm 24, I want to read verses 1 to 5. Okay? These are some powerful verses here. This will answer again more about how does the blessing come to you. We talked about unity, but now let's get a little more individualized here, personally, to our own lives, how God will bless you if you follow. Look at what it says here in Psalm 24. It says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Amen. He's in control. God owns everything. Verse 2, "For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods." Amen. God is in everything today. He's the king, okay? Verse 3, Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He's asking us a question here. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Or let's put it this way. Who will be in heaven? Amen? Anybody want to go to heaven? Right? Anybody want to be in the hill of the Lord? Right? Anybody want to stand in that holy place with God? Anybody want to go to heaven, right? He's asking us a question. I would hope and say all of us are saying, yes, Pastor Rich, I want to be there. Amen. Well, how do you get there? He tells you here. Verse 4, he says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Amen. So, you know, who's gonna be in heaven? Who's going to be at the hill of the Lord or to stand in that holy place? It's the people who what? Have clean hands. Amen. You got to have clean hands. And I'm not talking about washing your hands with soap today. You need to do that too. Now, they tell us it's important to wash your hands throughout the day as much as possible so you don't get infected. All right? So there's a free tip for you. That didn't cost anything. Okay? But God wants you to have clean hands. All right? Meaning that you're trying to, you know, you're trying to walk a righteous life. Doesn't mean you're perfect again, but you're trying to live a clean life. Amen? And you have what? You won't have clean hands if you don't have a pure heart today. Amen? They go one with the other. If your heart's pure, you're going to try to have clean hands today. Okay, but if your heart is wicked and lost, you know what? Your hands are going to be filthy. It just goes together. Okay, so God says, who wants to be with me one day? He says, well, here's the person who's going to be with me. He's got clean hands. She got clean hands. They got a pure heart. And also, it says here that they walk in the truth. Okay, they don't walk in falsehood, is what that last part of that verse is saying here. Amen? They walk in the truth. They're trying to live in the truth and not be false. Okay? That's important today, that we're for real. God wants you to be real today. Amen? Don't be one way when you go to church, but when you go to work, you're a whole other person. That's false. Amen? God wants you to be genuine today. Can I get an amen? Be real. Praise God. Be who God wants you to be. Amen? You know, and sometimes we have to find out, who is that? Who does God want me to be? And he'll show you. Okay? Be for real. Have a desire for the truth. God's word. Okay? Don't make the newspaper where you get your truth. You'll be in trouble today. All right? Don't look at the horoscopes. Don't read all that stuff and say, oh, this is what I'm, you know, this is going to happen in my life. Don't waste your time, okay? That's man-made stuff. It's nonsense, in my opinion, okay? Horoscopes and all that. This is the truth right here, all right? God's word has every answer you need for every question you might face today, okay? It'll lead you and guide you in all truth. All right, let me wrap up here. Verse 5, this is what God expects of us, right? Now look what happens. In verse 5 he says, and he, or we can put she, shall receive the blessing from the Lord. There it is again. The what? The blessing from the Lord. God's blessing will come, right? When you're like this, amen. And righteousness from God, from the God of his salvation. So when you follow this plan here, amen. When you try to walk with clean hands and you have a pure heart, and you know what? No one can make you do that. God has to touch your heart today and change your heart if you don't feel this way. Pastor can't change you. The brother next to you can't change you. You have to have a want to today, and then God can change you. All right? We might encourage you and help you, but God changes you. You know, how many know today we're supposed to be like fishermen? We catch the fish. We bring the fish to church. But we don't clean the fish. God cleans the fish. Amen? And sometimes we forget that as people. We want to help God clean the fish. And we make a mess. We tear up the fish. All right? It's not our responsibility to clean the fish. God cleans the fish. We're to encourage the fish, the people, to come, to receive. You know, God has a plan for you. Tell your friends that at work. Tell your neighbors. You know, are you going to church? Do you have a home church? You don't? Why don't you come with me this Sunday to Oriel? Boy, somebody should have got excited there. Yeah? That's how we're going to grow, church. Amen? It's the word of mouth that's so important. You got to tell people. Say, are you going to church? Are you happy? I'm not telling you to try to steal people from other churches. We're not in that stuff, okay? But if people aren't happy and they're not getting satisfied, they need to go somewhere where they are. Amen? That's nothing wrong with that, okay? But number one, we're trying to reach the lost, okay? People that don't know God today, people that are not going to church, amen? That's who we want to fill up here with. Now, I'm not saying we won't take people from other churches. Don't get me wrong. I love everybody. Everybody's welcome. You're welcome. There's no requirements or parameters to who is welcome when you come here. Everybody's welcome. But I'm not trying to steal other churches' sheep, okay? That's not what we're called to do. But if God sends you here, we will willingly accept you, okay? And I trust God to speak to you, okay? But this is what it's about. He says, we're going to receive the blessing, amen, and we'll have right standing with God. See, to receive the blessing, which is life and life evermore, you need to be right with God. And God makes you right with Him. And you have salvation, and it goes from that point. Okay? It's really not hard what we're talking about here today. Sometimes we kind of mess it up. Okay? Righteousness from the Lord. We have life with God forever. The blessing, let me just sum this up with you today. The blessing today is walking with God, now and forever. It's a blessing. Can anybody agree with me today? It is. It's a blessing to know God and walk with God. A lot of people don't know God today like you do. They know about God. There's a big difference. Amen? I was there at one point. I used to go to church when I was a child. Went to, you know, all different kind of classes and all that. And I hated, I didn't even want to go. When you don't even want to go, but you're forced to go, you know you don't know God. I was searching though, okay? And right before I got saved, I was trying to read the Bible. It didn't even make sense because my heart wasn't right. But God was drawing me, okay? How many can remember that place in your life before you came to know God? God was wooing you and wooing you into the kingdom. And it was all His plan until that one day I said, okay, Lord, I understand. I need to accept Jesus in my heart. And that was the beginning. And I began to know God. I began to read the Bible and receive understanding where before I didn't know what I was reading. I was reading it, but I wasn't getting anything out of it because I didn't have the Spirit of God yet. How many know what I'm talking about? All right? So it's a neat thing today. Praise God. Our life is not just about the now, but it's about the hereafter also. God wants to command the blessing on you today. Amen. Today. Praise God. For it to come, we must walk with God in unity and with one another in unity. And the blessing will always be there. Okay? But when you begin to break fellowship with God, you know you're going to break fellowship with one another. And you know what? That blessing on your life for life today and also eternal life will begin to fade. Okay? If anything, as we get closer to the return of the Lord, we need to get closer to God, not walk away from God. Okay? In the world that we're in, you need God today. I don't know what I would do without God in my life because I understand what's going on because I know God. And you do too. It's all in here, okay? All the wars we're going through and, you know, the devastation, the earthquakes and the pestilences and, you know, all the stuff happening, it's all scriptural. We shouldn't be surprised. Read Matthew 24 if you don't understand. It's all there, really, okay? So it was prophesied years ago. If anything, we should get excited because God must be coming soon. Jesus is coming soon, and I got to be ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand. Praise God. I hope you were encouraged today. The blessing. Don't take it for granted, church. God's blessing on your life is priceless. Amen. And as you walk in that blessing, God calls us to help others with it too. Help people realize what blessings are available for them. If they would just follow Jesus, that's all. Follow Jesus. Now, I know I touched a lot of things today in the message. So before we pray, I want you to be honest with yourself. If maybe there's some areas we touched on that you say, Lord, I need some help. Let's be honest before God. Let God touch you. And as I lead you in prayer, I want you to release that to God. Even if you want to come up to the altar, you can come up, okay? And I'll pray for you, amen. But release yourself to God. If you're having a problem in this particular area, give it to God today. Say, Lord, I need help in this area. Lord, I need you to send some life in this area of my life that seems to be decaying, okay? God is a God of life. Jesus wants to breathe life into you today. So be honest. We pray today. And if you want prayer after I'm done praying, come on up here and we'll pray for you. Because God wants you to leave refreshed today. I hope you're refreshed. Amen. Father, we thank you for the blessing today. Thank you for the blessing on our lives today of knowing you, God. Thank you for the blessing of life and life eternal. Lord, you breathe life into us every day. The breath that we breathe is because of you, God. We don't take it for granted today. Lord, as we've come to this point now, we ask you would minister to every heart in this place. Lord, if there's some rough edges, there's some areas in our life that we need help, God, Lord, right now, I pray you would zoom in to those areas. The Lord, only your people know what they are. And you would begin to touch those areas right now as your people release those things to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your healing come right now. Lord, we speak deliverance into your people, Lord. There would be no hindrances in our lives from this time forth. In the name of Jesus, we release every hindrance right now. We ask God for your blessing to come in a fresh, in a new way today upon everyone in this place, Lord. God, that we would rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. We would be happy to know you. We would, Lord, show the joy of the Lord to people every day this week. That, Lord, you would use us in this world, God, in our community, Lord, at our jobs, wherever we may be, even in our families, Lord. That, Lord, we would be a light to them. They would see how life is with God today. Lord, bless us, I ask. Anoint us, Lord. Let that anointing that was upon Aaron be upon us today. It would start on our head and go all the way down upon us, Lord. That anointing oil would be fresh every day. It would be alive and well, just like the spirit of unity, Lord. It must never die. Our unity with you and our unity with one another, Lord. Let it blossom in this year of 2010, we ask today, God. Have your way in our lives, we ask. In Jesus' name we ask this, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.